Coming up on Spreading the Light of the Gospel.
I want you to just repeat after me, pressing
into better.
Let this sink down in your spirit.
Glory
to God. Say that again.
Pressing
into what?
Better.
Into better. Philippians chapter 3, beginning at verse 12, is a good place to start in the word of the Lord. Revival is really all about the people of God taking a journey, spiritual journey with God.
Amen.
So they come out on the other side full of grace and power. The word says, not that I have already reached the goal. King James says, attain. Is that right?
Yes.
Or am already fully mature. But I make every effort to take hold of it because I also have been taken hold of by Christ Jesus. Brothers, I do not consider myself to have taken hold of it. King James says, apprehended. But this one thing I do. What's that one thing?
Forgetting
those things which are behind and doing what? Reaching forth to those things which are ahead. And the King James says, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. The Holman says, I pursue as my goal the prize that has been promised to me by God's heavenly calling in Christ Jesus. 1 Thessalonians, the 3rd chapter and the 10th verse. Again, I'm reading from the Holman Christian Standard Bible. And if you got that, I want you to just read that together, verse 10. You got that, especially if you got that King James Version. I want you to read verse 10. Come on, let's read together. Are you there? Are you turning? Okay. Third chapter of 1 Thessalonians, the 10th verse. Glory to God. 1 Thessalonians. If you have it, say amen.
Amen.
If you don't have it and you're still trying to get that, you can say, wait on me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We want to go through this together. Come on. Read that 10th verse if you have the King James. Come on. He says, night and day, I am praying exceedingly because I want to come to you so that I can do what? Perfect that which is lacking in your faith.
God bless you, friend. Thank you for joining me today. You're listening to Spreading the Light of the Gospel, and I am Pastor Timothy Scott Jr., the senior pastor of Harvest Celebration Church in Jackson, Mississippi. I believe that God has given me a seasoned word that is sure to bless your life, and I appreciate the opportunity to share with you today the life-giving word of God. A little later in the broadcast, I'm going to let you know how you can receive your personal copy of today's message. So be ready to write down our contact information and the mailing address, because this word from the Lord is blessed. The series for this month is Pressing Into Better. The message today was recorded in Prentice, Mississippi during revival service at New Life Church of God in Christ with my friend and brother, Pastor Linnell Henderson.
I want to earnestly go before you. I'm going before God night and day. I'm praying that God lets me come face to face with you because I want to complete or to perfect what's lacking in your faith.
Jesus.
Is there anybody here that understands that?
Mm-hmm.
No matter where you go in life, you do need to make sure your faith is at its potential. And church, for so many of us, has become the place where we go to dance, where we go to shout, where we go to have someone give us a message that makes us feel so good that we are shaking like we're eating some of the best dessert we've ever had. And there is nothing inherently wrong with that. But if you don't leave with your faith perfected, then the devil can fight you over your shout and defeat you. But he can't fight you and defeat you if your faith has been perfected. What is lacking? What's missing? What are the impediments in my faith? What are the impediments in my walk with God? I want God to just do a job in me. I don't want to tear in my faith. I don't want to rip in my faith. I want my faith to be able to handle whatever kind of storm could come. And when Jesus began to pray and talk to Peter, he says, the devil desires to have you. He desires to have you so that he can sift you as wheat. Here Jesus is saying the devil wants to have you, but he really don't want you. He want to have you, but he really doesn't want you. Y'all didn't get that. He want to have you, but he really doesn't want you. That's what happens many times in relationships, especially, unfortunately, with young ladies who get involved with some guy that he wants to have you, but he really doesn't want you. And I'm saying that devilish spirit, hallelujah, is always operating in the kingdom of darkness. He has desire to have you, but really doesn't want you. Why? Because he wants to sift you as wheat. He wants to take your good. He wants to take your wealth and take your work. He wants to rob you. He wants to deplete you.
My God.
But Jesus said, I'm praying for you, Peter. But I'm not praying that the enemy doesn't desire to have you because you actually worth having. Oh, you ought to just thank God you worth having. You ought to thank God you're worth having. You ought to thank God you're worth having. He desired to have you.
Yes.
But I'm praying for you.
Yes.
I'm not praying that he doesn't want to have you. I'm not even praying that he won't sift you as wheat.
Hallelujah.
See, the reality is, you know, all things that were written for our learning.
Yes.
And Peter is one of those individuals that absolutely we see his walk and see him as he's pursuing God and see him as he is obeying God. And what happened to Peter? Peter went through the sifting. He did sift him as wheat, and he got some of his wheat. He got some of his goods.
My God.
The devil didn't come after him and ended up a loser. He actually won that. But I'm so glad that the way God has it, he's a God of recovery. And if the enemy can get a part of the good that's in you, thanks be unto God that he cannot get to the God of seed that is in you. And what the enemy might have taken from you, God is able to put it back. And he don't have to grow it back. He can put it back. He said, I'm praying for you. Not that your stalk of wheat don't fail, but that your faith won't fail. And I want to tell you something, child of God. No matter what you go through, and some of you, and I've looked at you, some of you actually, I know this, you have been through some storms, some trouble, and some pain, and some heartaches, and some trials, glory to God, that only God could have gotten you through it and gotten you out of it. Just, but when you look back, it wasn't your pace, it wasn't your shouting, it was your confidence in your God that didn't fail. If my money failed, Lord, don't let my faith fail. Take it. Glory to God. If my friends fail, Lord, don't let my faith fail. Amen. So I'm praying that your faith not fail. And Paul was so concerned about the people of God having this wealth in their lives that he says, I'm coming to you and I'm praying night and day that the Lord removes every hindrance and every block and everything that can get in the way, because I want to arrive at Thessalonica and I want to knock on the door, because I am coming in the Spirit of God, in the power of the apostolic ministry that is upon my life, and I am not coming there to gloss over something. I'm coming there. I see faith on this side. I see faith on this side. But I see a tear in your faith. I see a gap in your faith. He said, I want to perfect what's lacking in your faith. How do I get there? First of all, I've got to press toward the mark. There's a prize of the high calling of God that is in Christ Jesus. And whenever you begin to examine yourself concerning pressing into this, what I'm calling better, I want to just tell you, first of all, part of perfecting what's lacking in your faith and pressing toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God that is in Christ Jesus is pressing into a better walk with the Lord.
Amen.
Yes, yes.
Now, I love to deal with the words. I'm a critical person dealing with words. You know, there's a best. And then there is better.
The series for this month is Pressing Into Better. The message for today was recorded in Prentice, Mississippi during revival service at New Life Church of God in Christ with my friend and brother, Pastor Linnell Henderson. You can receive all three messages in this audio series by writing us at Spreading the Light of the Gospel. The mailing address is Spreading the Light of the Gospel, P.O. Box 1900, Jackson, Mississippi. The zip code is 39215. Ask for the series entitled Pressing Into Better. The radio offer number is 2016-11. Enclose a gift of at least $15 and we'll get the audio series set along with the study guide back to you right away so that you can hear this message in its entirety as you drive, as you walk, and even share with a friend or as you spend time in the Word of the Lord. Let us hear from you and let us know the radio station over which you are hearing this broadcast. Again, the mailing address is Spreading the Light of the Gospel, P.O. Box 1900, Jackson, Mississippi, zip 39215. The audio series is Pressing Into Better. The radio offer number is 2016-11. Enclose a gift of at least $15 and we'll get the audio, CDs, and study guide back to you right away. If you're ever in the Jackson, Mississippi area, join us for worship at Harvest Celebration Church, or visit us on the web, or follow us on Facebook or iTunes. We are there. Until the next time, go with God, and He, with His love and mercy, will go with you. God bless.